Hello, Father Jared Roderick here, pastor of St. Luke the Evangelist Catholic Church, and you are listening to our Advent series, Come and Be Born in Me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me. Come and be born.
Be born in me. In our quest to be the most fitting mangers, fitting dwelling places for the King of the universe, we are very much aware that on our own, we are helpless. On our own strength, on our own gifts and talents, we will always find ourselves fall short. However, at baptism, in addition to calling us his sons and daughters, in addition to welcoming us into the church and into eternal life, at baptism, God also plants in us these gifts of the Holy Spirit, which are stirred up and able to be called forth at confirmation. And one of these great gifts is counsel, also known as right judgment. For those so blessed by God, counsel is a godly perfection of the human virtue of prudence. Through practice and habitual good acts, we can ourselves become prudent. But counsel is godly, it's supernatural. It is through this gift that we are able to judge how best to act, what should be said, and what should be withheld, what should be done, and what should be prevented. For those who lack the fruit of patience, counsel can help to choose well when to act or not act. For those who lack the fruits of charity and self-control and modesty, counsel helps to judge from God's perspective what is best for one's soul in the present moment. We often think of this word counsel as an action on our part, right? We counsel others, we direct them as God would want us to. But this gift of counsel is more the receiving of counsel, right? The ability to be docile to the Holy Spirit and to discern God's will in every moment, to judge rightly and truly. For your soul, are you a manger that says, I don't need no help from nobody. I ain't got time for that. I will do my own thing, act how I think is best, and I'll simply go to God later if I royally mess up, and he'll forgive me. It's far too difficult to always ask God for advice or clarity or his judgment on everything. Or are you a manger so attuned to the Holy Spirit, so focused on the Lord and his will, that you seek his counsel in everything? How bold and how strong is the manger that has no trust in his own ability, but total trust in the ability of the one who created him. Are you this manger?
Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. come and be born in me. Come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me. Come and be born.
Be born.